Kate has a name.
Hey, Andrea, I'm excited about this one.
You are hyped.
I am hyped because I think it's such a good question to ask yourself at least once a year.
Oh my. Okay, what is this question?
The question is,
would you pick you?
Would I pick me to
would
be
you
my
choose
own?
You?
Would I choose me to be my own starting lineup or just in general?
Three. We got the three P's here. Would you choose you? Would you select you to be a partner, a professional, or a parent?
Oh my gosh. All right, let's rapid fire. Would you choose, would you pick you? Pick
yeah.
yourself.
Uh-huh.
I want to start with professional. Would you would you pick you, Tasney?
Mm-hmm.
Would you hire you?
I'm going to say, I'm going to give an 85% yes.
You would?
I would hire me.
Yeah. Okay. 85%
yes. 85%
yes. Okay.
You want about the 15?
I do.
Okay. So the 85% is because I love teamwork. I am such a great teammate.
You are.
You have good ideas. Let's talk about them.
Yes.
You know, you have a vision. Let's envision together. Let's imagine. I love a possibility.
Oh,
I love talking about the things that might have woken you up at night. I love being able to put the shine back on the apple if you feel a little sad about something.
Yes.
I love the uplift part. I love the brainstorming part.
It's like more than 85%.
Okay.
Were you
but
given-
then the other 15 is like... Sometimes I need a nap.
Oh, at
and
work?
If you're a grinder, if you are a grinder.
And if you're type A, and if you're a grinder, you coming to say I need a nap in
see,
the middle of the day?
See, all of that 85 has a limit.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get to like 4:30, I'm like, and as my daughter says, social battery is low. And I'm just done. So like, if you're like, I just need somebody to run the whole race with me, I can't run the whole thing.
So I'm not your person for that?
Not for that.
Okay.
But I can knock out that first like 6 hours.
Okay.
I got you with a couple breaks.
Okay. And snacks.
Definitely snacks and a cushy seat.
Oh, you are making a lot of concessions to the 85%.
I'm just saying. Okay, what about you? Would you pick you? Would you hire you?
I guess I would be foolish to say I would hire myself. Well, let's be clear. Would I hire me?
Would you?
In this iteration here, not the hungry guy to prove herself.
No,
to hire me
the
right
one
now.
Sitting right across from me right now.
Probably not.
Oh. You want to give a percentage of yes and no?
I'm not in percentages right now. So I don't know.
See that right there is the reason why.
Imagine
do
it. Okay, like why do I have to convince you to hire me? I don't know what percentage of me I'm showing up.
There you go.
I'm just gonna be there. You're gonna get a heck of a lot out of me if I'm feeling good and I'm vibing.
Okay.
And so, but what happens when I'm not vibing?
Yep, that's when we bring in your replacement.
So I probably wouldn't hire me in this season.
Okay.
In this season.
Hey,
I'm
with you. This is self-awareness, friend.
It's truth. I'm standing in my truth. Uh-huh. I probably wouldn't hire me. If I showed up
on
and applied
today.
For it on today,
uh-huh.
How I'm feeling,
uh-huh.
Girl, no, I wouldn't hire me today. No, I wouldn't. It's not even 85% like yours.
Okay.
Probably 50. I might 50% of the time I would hire me in this season.
In this season.
Right.
I like it.
Because you know what I mean, because if it's not vibing, if I'm not feeling the energy, and I'm going to be like, I don't want to show. And it's going to be,
Okay,
and I'm also in a season of like super being uber truthful, and I don't know if people are always ready for that.
Mm.
Like that's it.
I'm not really apologizing.
I don't care.
I am like, who I am,
and this is she.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so.
Which is different than if you're like in that season of climbing and you're like. I am going for everything. I'm swinging at every ball.
I'm not swinging.
Okay.
I'm not even in the batting cage.
There we
no.
go.
So,
okay.
So it wouldn't hire me in that profession.
Okay.
You would with all kinds of concessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about parenting? Would you now in this season where you are right now? Would you pick you to be a parent?
I'm going to say, while I love. I'm offering a caveat. If you have to come with a disclaimer, right?
When you come with a caveat, there's always a but and there's something. Okay.
While
people
I
could
find
see your
great
face
value
in
motherhood,
mm-hmm.
I do find myself to be a bit outdated for the role today.
I'm sorry.
I do find myself saying things
passé.
Like, yeah, just like,
that's...
must every shirt you own be cut in half? Must the midriff always catch air? Is that a belly button ring? And I think a woman who might be, I don't know, 35,
right,
might be like in that mode. And I'm having conversations about
things that you probably weren't.
Discretion?
Yes. So the answer would be no right now?
I think right now I would get stuck on saying things like, when I was growing up. And I find myself doing that. Of course, my daughters are happy to say, that was in 1822. And I'm like, not quite that long ago. But yeah. The world is so different. I find myself bewildered and less emboldened to push them through.
I agree with you.
Really?
I agree with you on that. Like, so my parenting experience is different than yours, and my mothering was a different experience. But could I be my own?
Yeah, your own mama.
My own mom. I could, but that's only, here we go with the caveat, but that's only because, like, I know the outcome would be. So I know eventually I would, that's because we know the outcome. But if I didn't know the outcome, could I be my own mom right now? Yeah, I probably would probably not be the best parent because I would be so, do it whatever you want to do. Oh. Free willing. I'm a little too free right now.
Kind of permissive?
Okay. Yeah.
Just like, bedtime, what's that?
No, probably not. Like, okay. You'll learn. I would just say, like, life will be your teacher. You don't want to listen to me? Life will be your teacher.
That is a great example.
And that's, okay, you don't want to go to sleep? All right, well, when you fail because you are sleep deprived and you're tired, then life will be your teacher. So I don't know if that would be a good parent, but that's how I would parent right now if I had to.
In this day and age. It's so, like, no guardrails. I'm going to let life teach you.
So wait a minute. You didn't pick yourself as a parent. I didn't pick myself as a parent. Mm-mm. I didn't even pick myself as an employer.
You didn't.
Oh my gosh.
You're unemployed
I'm 0 for 2. Uh-huh. At least you're 1 and 1. Then the last one. Would you pick yourself as a partner?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And why would you pick yourself as a partner? Honestly, you think you are like in a amazing partnering season.
I don't know if it's about the season. I think it's about my aptitude for love.
Your aptitude for love? Do share.
I do think that I'm in this place. Maybe it is a little season. I've lived long enough. Let's say that. I've lived long enough to know that love is a great, varied, expansive, adventurous, risky, yet worthwhile thing. Mm-hmm. And so I've released myself from the captivity of love. Right. I'm releasing myself from that. This idea that it has to constrict you.
Yes.
And so I think I'd make a great partner, am a great partner, because I acknowledge that it is a classroom for me. So therefore, as I stumble around bumbling like a person who doesn't quite know her way through the dark, you can bet that I'm going to keep walking.
Oh, my stars.
And who don't want somebody who's going to keep walking?
I would take you. You're a winner.
Hey, girl.
I can take you as my mom.
No.
Because, my gosh, I would push you to. I would be like, why?
I'd be like, somebody come get her.
Yeah. So why is half of your body? Because this is a style, mom.
That's right. But what about as a partner? Ooh, like
So I'm already 0 for 2.
I guess your shoulders slumped and your whole body language is like, I'm not sure. Would you pick you
in this season
as a romantic interest?
I would be crazy to say no, right?
Some people got issues and they know.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I wouldn't blame you if you were like, I'm not ready.
You wouldn't blame me if I didn't pick me. What the heck is happening? Would I pick me as a partner? Yes, I would.
Okay.
Caveat?
Disclaimer?
Disclaimer. You better be ready. It's just like the same season of the parenting and then the professional life. Yeah, I'm in a different place right now. So you better be ready. Like,
what?
You can choose to pick me if you would like. But you got to be ready for like all of the self adoration that is happening right now.
Nice.
Doesn't mean that I don't know how to share that adoration and uplift. And but I'm not in a Bob the Builder fix it mode. Mm. Yeah, I'm not in the cleanup space. I'm not in the building together. Let's build together.
You have potential.
I'm not in the potential. I'm good. So would I pick me in partnership? Of course.
But why would you pick you?
Because I mean, outside of being amazing. Outside of being amazing.
Yes. What makes you amazing?
Me?
What makes you a great candidate for love?
Because I believe in the possibility of a thing. It's the possibility of a thing.
You also believe in a great tenor voice when you talk about it?
It's the possibility of a thing, Tasneem.
Come on,
that's
it.
That's all I got. It's the possibility of a thing.
I agree.
So because of that, of course you could pick me. Because if it's for the possibility of a thing, of course.
Who doesn't want to run a possibility?
So there we go. So would we pick, what about our Truth Be Told family? Do you think they would pick themselves?
I don't know, but this what is the challenge. I love for them to tell us and all the platforms, all the medias. Would you choose yourself as a professional, as a colleague, as a partner, romantic interest, or as a parent? Could you father or mother yourself? Would you choose yourself to be a father or mother to yourself?
In this season.
In today.
Not in your perfected selves.
No.
Not in your aspirational selves.
No.
Today.
Today. As you stand and sit and all the things, as you are.
As I said, be aware. Right.
Yes. I love it.
So please let
us know. Would you pick you and why? Until then, this is Truth Be Told. All right, we are almost out, but we are certainly Truth Be Told, and we want you to remember who we are and tell other people. We'd like you to like, share, follow, and subscribe. Truth Be Told, and that's going to be at Truth Be Told Pod, P-O-D at the back, at Truth Be Told Pod. Let people know what you're listening to. Let us know what you like that you're listening to. Let us know what you don't like, and then we'll see you next time. And remember, this is Truth Be Told.